Okay, good afternoon. Good to see everyone again. It's very hot weather up here in New York, so I feel like I'm in Boca again. But Baruch Hashem, everyone's staying cool inside. So let's continue on this series of topics related to Yemos HaMashiach. I need to thank Rabbi Shabtai. He sent me some Mar Mekomos last week on this topic. I added and made some adjustments of some of my own stuff. But I want to talk about what's going to be in the future, in the times of Mashiach, how do we paskin Shilas. We have a chazal we'll go through in just a moment about Beis Shammai, they were paskin like Beis Shammai L'Asir Lavo, but it very much connects to this week's parsha. So I want to speak a little bit about the parsha in the beginning, a little bit at the end, about the Korach V'Adaso and Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So let's start together. Those who have the Mar Mekomos in front, great. Those who don't, I'm going to put on the share screen so you could see them. So let's start with a Mishnah in Maseches Avos, number one. Mishnah Avos teaches us that kol machlokes shi l'shem shemayim. Every single machlokes that's l'shem shemayim, which means they're doing this not for selfish reasons, they're doing this to try to uncover the truth. Sofo l'skayim. Such a machlokes will be everlasting. It's going to be, at the end, it's going to continue to last. U'she'en l'shem shemayim, that which is not l'shem shemayim. That which is not for purposes of knowing the truth, but for selfish and personal reasons. Ein sofu l'skayim, that day machlokas, that will not last. So ezi machlokas, says the Mishnah, which is a machlokas that's l'shem shemayim. Machlokas hilo v'shamayim, that was machlokas. Certainly both individuals, both tzaddikim, were doing it all just to figure out the emes of the Torah. So that's going to last forever. And she'ein l'shem shemayim, that which is not a machlokas, for the purpose of Hashem, Zumachlokes Korach Vachaldaso, that's this week's parsha of Korach Vadaso. So, what many of the Farshim ask is, what does it mean that the Machlokes between Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is going to be Sofo L'Skayim, is going to last forever? So, there, like, I saw 10 different answers. I'm going to just focus in on one that is going to be for relevant for this week's discussion, which is found by the Chidah. And others say this as well. Yonasan Eibshitz answers this way. Others, too. If you look at number two, the Pesach Einayim, the Chidah's comments on Avos, he says, you know what means Sofo L'Skayim? So some say, just to give you a little bit of context and contrast, some say what it means is that even if we don't pass like Beis Shammai, which we don't, there's still a keem of learning. You could still learn Shitas Beis Shammai. You could still get Schar for learning Beis Shammai. But nothing's going to change. But the Chidah says something incredible. In number two, he says, Sofo L'Skayim, Shemati, Mamasha Kasim Mekubalim, I heard from the Mekubalim, De La'asa Lavo, in the future. In the times of Mashiach, Yehiyeh Halacha Ki Beis Shammai. That we're going to Paschal like Beis Shammai, that's what it means, Zehu Be'etzem Masha Kasim, that's what the Mishnah Avos means, Sofo L'Skayim, the Besof Tiskayim Svaras Beis Shammai. In the end of time, the Svaras of Beis Shammai are going to persevere, they're going to win the debate. De Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. Now, can you imagine that? We paskin one way Beis Hillel right now, and the times of Mashiach, that date should happen soon, we're going to start lighting the candles in a different way. First night of Hanukkah, you're going to have 8 candles, and then 7, and then 6. You imagine that? Go through every machlokas we have throughout Shas. And we're going to start switching everything around from Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai. So how does that work? Why is that the case? And furthermore, how do we understand Elu v'Elu Divrei Elokim Chaim, that they're both true? Chidah says they're both true because some part of the history of the world will paskin like Beis Hillel, and the other part of the world, the time in the world, we're going to paskin like Beis Shammai. That's what it means, Elu ve'elu, Divrei Elokim Chaim. Now, I don't want to spend too much time on Elu ve'elu, that's a whole other topic, but I do want to share with you just 2 or 3 Mar Mekomos, and then we're going to try to dig deep into understanding the nature of the machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai. So you take a look back at the share screen, or if you have the sheets copied out, number 3, the Gemara in Avrin, Daf Yud Gimel, Amud Beis. The Gemara here tells us that Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Shmuel, Shalosh Shanim Nechlaku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. These two great base medrashes of Beis Hillel Beis Shammai fought for over many, many years, 3 years. And holu omrim halacha kemoseinu, v'holu omrim halacha kemoseinu. Each one thought that their Rebbe was right, their base measures was right. Yatsa baskol v'amra, and a heavenly voice came out and said, v'elu v'elu divrei lakim chaim. They're both true, the multiple truths. And yet halacha kebeisil. We have to make a decision in our life. We can't be stuck in a gray area. We need to decide, white or black. We need to decide, yes or no, tami or tor. Halacha kebeisil. Asks the Gemara, if they're both true, what did Beis Hillel do that was so incredible that he warranted that the Pesach is going to be like him? They were nochin, they were sweet, they were gentle, and they were aluvin, they were made fun of, they were insulted and didn't care, they were humble. Vishonin, moreover, whenever they presented a shir, they didn't say, this is the Pesach. They said, some say this way, and some say that way. And not only that, says the Gemara, they gave greater honor and respect to Beis Shammai. You know, it's like, Beis Shammai says this, and I happen to think this way, but I'm an afterthought. It was the incredible humility of Beis Hillel that he displayed, that he warranted in the Pesach Halacha following him and his base medrash. This is a theme we could speak about for the next few hours. How Moshe was Adam Mikol Adam, most humble person in the world ever to be on the face of this earth. And last week's Parsha, Yeshua earned the letter Yud. You know why? Says the Targum Yonasan there, because Moshe saw the anivus, the humility in Yeshua that he earned to be the next leader, the successor for Moshe Rabbeinu. Humility is the most important midah of a person. And we paskin based on humility, not based on wisdom, not based on knowledge, not based on chachma, but based on humility, a midah. It goes against everything. Not who's right. We don't choose a president or the king based on who's right, based on midos, based on derech eretz, Chazal teaches us. So Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we pask like Beis Hillel because of his derech eretz and his humility, which is an incredible thing. Now, the Gemara tells us, Ein Mayim Ela Torah, because just like Mayim doesn't stay on the top of a mountain, it always goes to the bottom, goes to the lowest place, so too, Torah can only be Miskayim, can only be in a person who's low and humble, such as Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua Ben Nun, and the Beis Medrash of Hillel. Now, I'll share with you something interesting, just as a side topic, because it's fascinating. A fascinating Ariza. I don't know if you guys like gematrias. I do like gematrias. So the Ariza says, we know that Hosea was given the letter Yud, Yeshua. Why was he given the letter Yud? Because Ariza tells us that the name of Hashem, Yud-He, the name Ka, Yud-He, is the same in gematria as Gaiva, which is 15. So the idea is that the koach of Yud-He, Yud 15, gives a person the gematria, gives the koach to fight against Gaiva. Yeshua was able to conquer it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu granted him the letter Yud, so his name starts out Yud-Hey, with a Ka in his name. That gives him great strength to fight against Gaiva. The Meraglim, on the other hand, by the way, had incredible amount of Gaiva. The Gemara, the Zohar says, you know why they didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael? Because the moment they would enter into Eretz Yisrael, they would lose their position as Nasi. They didn't want to give up on that. So they had to think of excuses in Lashon Hara so they wouldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. It was their gaiva. And you look in the Pasuk, it says, we can't go to Eretz Yisrael. You know why? Because Amalek is situated at the bottom, the south of Eretz Yisrael. Who's Amalek? Amalek is the gematria of Ram, 240. Ram means to have gaiva. The Meraglim couldn't stand up against Amalek. You need to be an anav to fight against Amalek. Who fought against Amalek and defeated them? Yeshua ben Nun, because he had the koach of Anivus to fight against the gaiva of Amalek. And that's why it says in the Pasuk, Al Kes Ka, Yud-Hei, Kes Ka, says in the Pasuk, Yud-Hei, the shame of Hashem of Yud-Hei, is what we are trying to fix with the battle of Amalek. Take a look there in the Parsha. So we see that Yeshua ben Nun and the Anivus and Moshe Benu and Beis Hillel, it's all about the Anivus that are the great leaders of Am Yisrael. So that's why we paskin like him. But in the end of the day, Eluv Elu Divrei Lakim Chaim, they're both true. They both are true. Take a look at number 4 in the Ritva. For somewhat of an understanding here, if you don't have it in front of you, I'm going to put the share screen again. Number 4, the Ritva writes, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chayim. She'alu Rabbeinu Tzarfatzal, the French Rabbanim asked the question, Heyach efshir sheyihe shneim divrei Elokim Chayim. How could it be possible two opposite truths? Ze osir ve'ze matir. The Tirtzu, the answer, Ki kishe'ala Moshe, lemarim lekabel Torah. When Moshe went up to Har Sinai, went up to Shemaim to learn, Hiru lo al kol davar v'dara. Hashem showed him every single thing. And mem tes panim le'isser, mem tes panim le'heter. 49 ways why this is isser, 49 ways why this is mutter. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Shaul HaKadosh Baruch Hu Azeh. He asked Hashem, what's pshat? How could that be? The Amar, he says, Sheyehe zeh maser l'chachme Yisrael, shebechal dor v'ador v'yeh hachrach k'mosem. What's telling us here is that every generation is going to be given the right to choice how we paskin. This Ritva seems to foreshadow the ability, the concept, that although now in this generation we live in, it's Beis Hillel, but there can be a generation where that those chachamim will decide differently, and that might be Beis Shammai, which is what the Mekubalim tell us. So Moshe knew everything. There's another Mar Makom here I don't want to get involved in, but you can take a look on your own. The Yam Shel Shlomo has a beautiful Akdama to Maseches Baba Kama. He does not say Moshe knew everything. But what he does say that every Yiddish neshama was present at Har Sinai. And we all saw the sounds. We can't see sound, but we saw sound at Har Sinai. And our neshama connected to those sounds, those voices, the lightning, which were different avenues of how to paskin. Some say mutter, same say aser, tamei, tahor. So depending how our neshama connects, that's how we paskin. That's how we learn. But not because Moshe knew everything, but because we were all present, which is an incredibly empowering concept. But be it as it may, the Ritva writes that the reason why Eilu ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chayim is because each generation will have the right and ability to paskin how they feel necessary. Now we live in a Beis Hillel time, but there's going to be a time we're going to paskin like Beis Shammai. So let me ask you the question, why? What's going to change? The Gemara doesn't have such a strong formulation against any other Tana outside of Beis Shammai. Meaning, when it comes to Beis Shammai, the Gemara says, Beis Shammai ain't a Mishnah here. As if it's not, ain't a Mishnah, it's not taught. We're not Goris Beis Shammai. We don't have such a term by any other Tana, any other Machlokas. So what's going to change in the times of Mashiach that we're suddenly going to pass like Beis Shammai? So take a look, I'm going to suggest two answers. There are a number of answers, but I'm going to at least walk down two answers with you. We're going to start with the Zohar. It's a little bit of shtickel kabbal, but not very heavy. You've seen these terms before, I'm sure, and heard of them. So let's just look at a Zohar together. A very short line of the Zohar, number 6. Amar Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says that Hillel v'Shammai, da'asen chad mi sitra derachma, sitra means a tzad. Sitra Acher means like the Tzad Acher, the Yetahar who's behind the wall, if you will. So one Sitra, one Tzad is Rachmanis. V'chad misitra didina, one's the side of Din. Chesed and Din. Chesed and Gvura. Which line up with the Avram and Yitzchak. So that's the first understanding. Hillel is a Midah of Chesed, a Midah of Rachman. A place of love, care, sensitivity, charity. Shammai is a place of Din. Gvura, strength, judgment, rigid, strict. And we see this by famous stories. You know, you can look inside if you want. I'm going to go through just the famous 3 stories in Gemara Shabbos just pretty quickly as a summary. The Gemara tells us that 3 stories that you happened with Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai respectively, Shammai and Hillel. And the first one goes that a certain Nachui, a non-Jew, came to the house of Shammai and he said to him, he asked him the question, how many Torahs do you guys have? And he says, we have 2. We have a Torah Shebechsav, we have a Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Goy says, I want to convert, but I only believe in the Torah Shebechsav. I'm not going to pay attention to the Torah Shebaal Peh. Would you at least convert me on condition that I don't have to follow Torah Shebaal Peh? And Shammai yelled at him, he reprimanded him, and he sent him off. That same non-Jew, as we know, went to Hillel asked him the same question, and he first said to him, okay, I'll do it, I'll convert you. He converted him and started teaching him Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis Gimel. The next day he says, okay, let's learn, this is actually a Dal, this is actually a Vav. And the Ger says, well, didn't you tell me it was the other way yesterday? And Hillel says, well, you see, you need Torah Shebaal Peh as well. And the second Maisa goes about teaching me all of Torah 1 foot. Shammai sends the guy home, and Hillel teaches him the Vavtavercha Kamocha. When the Lashon of the Gemara, the Olach Sani, that which you hate, Lechavrech Lo Savi, don't to you, do to your friend. And in the third Maisa, where Sir Nachi wanted to wear the Big Day Kuna, he says, can I be a Kohen Gadol? And Shammai says, no way, get out of here. And Hillel says, you can. And he allowed him to realize on his own that not just anybody could be a Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara concludes the bold line, the end there. L'yamim, some days or some time afterwards, Nizdavgu Shlashim L'makom Echa, these three people, the non-Jew about wanting only Torah Shebichsav, the individual who wanted to learn, be taught on 1 foot, and the one who wanted to be a Kohen Gadol, all three people from these three events met in one place. And Amru, they said, Kaptanuso Shel Shammai, the great anger, or how particular Shammai was, Buk Biksha L'Tardenim and Olam, almost removed all of us from the world. We almost didn't convert because of his, I don't want to say anger, it's Shammai, he's a great tzaddik, but because of his personality. He was a din, he was a gvur, he was strong and strict. However, on Vasnuso Shel Hillel, the great humility of Hillel, Keravnu Tachas Kanfei Shechina, had brought us under the Kanfei Shechina, allowed us to convert and accepted us. So we see that it's a clear Gemara that the nature, the personality of Shammai was one of din, gvura, strict, rigid, and Hillel was open arms, love and care, big hugs. We see as well a different Gemara about this same personality of Shammai and Hillel. It's a famous Gemara, there's a song about it. Ketam Raktim Lefnei HaKala. How do we dance in front of the Kala? And so the Gemara tells us that Beis Shammai says, you say it as it is. If she's not so pretty, you say she's not so pretty. And Beis Hillel took issue with this. He says, Kala Nava Chasuda. You always say, no matter how she looks, no matter how she dresses, no matter how she acts, she's a Kala Nava Chasuda. So Beis Shammai says, how could you say such a thing? She might be missing a limb, she might be blind, she might have this blemish, that blemish. And you're going to say, Kala Nava Chasuda. And the Torah says, Midvar Sheket Tirchak, to distance yourself from lying. And you're going to lie and call her something that she's not? So Beis Hillel says back, according to you, a guy buys something in the marketplace, he can't return it. Are you going to praise the merchandise to at least make him feel good? Or are you going to say, yeah, you bought a melon, you're going to make him feel bad. You bought a lemon and that's it, you're done. So of course you'll praise him. The guy married the girl, nothing's changing. But you see a certain midah about Hillel. The love, care, sensitivity he had for others. The chesed, the rachamim. While Shammai was the one who's very strict. If she's not, no, you don't say no. Oh, she'll be insulted. I can't insult her. I mean, I can't lie. There's emes and there's sheker. I need to always follow the emes. He was very yasha, very strict. So what's the relevance of this? Has this impact how things are going to change? So one more connection of the midah of Hillel being one of chesed and love. When a person has a midah of chesed, he or she's always looking to broaden that, to see how they can help more and more. Those who are helpful want to help more and more. I know in my own shul, you know which people who are going to help out. The Baalei Chesed, and they'll do more and more and more. They'll never say no. And then you have the guys who are very rigid and strict, not willing to go outside their comfort zone. They're not willing to help and help others and chesed and rachmim. So usually the way it works is, it's not always the case, but usually those who are the learned individuals, the Talmidei Chachamim, may not have the chesed. They're focusing on the learning and the Torah. And the Baalei Chesed are focusing on helping others and being broad. So the Gemara describes actually Beis Hillel. The Gemara talks about Beis Hillel was actually the rove. They were the majority. And Beis Shammai was more mechadedei tfei. They were sharper. They were wiser. So let's talk about quality versus quantity. Beis Hillel had quantity, and Beis Shammai had quality. Quality is usually going to produce less. If you're making a higher quality product, you're not going to be able to produce as much. China is able to produce mass amounts because their quality is typically less. So when there's more quantity, the quality is, you're taking away from the quantity. So Beis Hillel was chesed. There's always a helping out, and there's so much more quantity of things. He was a rove. Majority was Hillel. Beis Shammai was gvura. He was straight. He was rigid. But he was able to focus, and when you have a focus on something, you could have a greater quality. So take a look at inside number 10. I'll put it on the share screen as well. Number 10, Siftei Chachamim, Rav Chaim Friedlander says beautifully, now we can understand why we will pass like Beis Shammai, Lasser Lava. He writes in number 10, Shemati Mimoi Abba, I heard from my father. The pasuk says, ki begvuros yesha yimino, which means that ki a Yeshua, the Yeshua will come in the times of Mashiach, tiye begvuros, it's going to be begvuros. So what's the relevance? Hainu, ha Yeshua, tuchal lihios, uliskayim, the Yeshua is going to come about, it's going to be propelled, kasher ha-hanhaga, tiye bemidas hadin. When the way the world will run will be midas hadin. But we know that the world was created Bereshis Bara Elokim. Elokim is a lashon of Din and Gvura. Hashem created the world Amidas Din. And then he realized that the world couldn't function, so he had to add in Shem Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Midas Chesed and Rachman. So we live in a world of Rachman right now. Currently it's Rachman. It's a world of Beis Hillel. But L'Asir Lavo, we're going to revert back to how things were before the Chet of Adam HaRishon. To the world of Bereshis Bara Elokim, a world of Midas Adin and Midas Gvura, ki begvuros yesha yimino. And when you see the word Gvura, you see the word Din, that indicates it's the world of Beis Shammai. So that's one explanation, a deep understanding, a deeper Kabbalistic understanding of why it's going to be Beis Shammai, because again, the world that we live in will be a world of Din, a Gvura, which is a world of Beis Shammai. Let's now go on to a different answer. The second answer, the second approach, at least for today. So we're going to go through a number of machlokasim where we're going to see Rabbi Sil Beis Shammai or Lashitasim. We'll see a parallel. We're going to take a look at four machlokasim, but it really carries itself through many, many machlokasim between Shammai and Hillel. This has been pointed out by the Rugachever, by Rav Yosef Engel, the themes of Shammai and the themes of Hillel. So the first machlokas, it's inside. I'm not going to put it in the share screen for now, but it's inside number 11 if you have the printed out. There's a machlokas between Shammai and Hillel, how the world was created. So the Gemara says that Beis Shammai holds that first they created Shemayim, and then afterwards the Aretz was created. It says in the Pasuk, Breishis Baro Kim Esa Shemayim Vesa Aretz. Shemayim was built first. Beis Hillel comes along and says, no, first they built the ground, the Aretz. And then afterwards they built the Shemayim. It says, B'yom asos Hashem Elokim Eretz v'Shemayim. The Pasuk precedes, the Eretz precedes the word Shemayim. So was the ground or the Shemayim created first? Fascinating machlokas. We know that every machlokas is not really a machlokas in Metzias. There's something much deeper than the Metzias of the order of events. So the way Rugachever understands is as follows. Beis Hillel was always living in this world, the current world, the world of Gashmius, the world of Haaretz, the world of reality, the world of mice and action. Shammai, on the other hand, lived in the world of fantasy, the world of future, the world of thought, the world of Shemayim. So that's the machlokas, he says. That Beis Hillel says, no, Gashmius, we live in the current world, so the Aretz was built first, the physical world was built first. That's the world we live in. But Beis Shammai says, no, we live in the world of fantasy, the world of the clouds, so the Shemayim was built first. Beis Shammai was up in the Shemayim, Beis Hillel was down in the Aretz. So now, the next machlokas, we could say this one outside because we're familiar with it as well, Ner Chanukah. How do you light Ner Chanukah? Beis Hillel says, well, if it's the first night, you light one candle. The second night, a second candle, and so on. Moses v'holich. Beis Shammai says, no, First night you light 8, next night you light 7, 6, 5, you go down. Poches v'holich. What's the machlokas? Says the Rav Gachover, the machlokas is, Beis Shammai is thinking how many days are left. Beis Hillel is living in the now. Today is day 1. 1 candle. Today is day 2. 2 candles. Beis Shammai says, no, what's going to be? Today, there are 8 nights left. He looks ahead. He looks to the future, to the fantasy. Now there are 7 nights left. That's Beis Shammai L'shitasa, always thinking ahead in the Shemayim, what's going to be the world of fantasy. Third machlokas we have. We can look at this one inside together. Open up the share screen. To Mishnah and Maseches, Baba Metzia. Here we go on the bottom, number 13. You know what? A shomer, a person has to watch an item. He's watching over pikadon. So he's not allowed to use it for himself. If he uses it for himself, he abuses it. He's now held responsible if something happens to it. It's called shlichas yad. He extends his hand. But let's say a guy just thought about touching the item. Just thought about it. He didn't touch it. He just thought about touching it, but he didn't actually touch it. Now you and I would say, of course he's butter. He didn't do anything. He just had a bad hearer, had a bad machshava. But the Mishnah in Maseches Baba Metzia Daf Mem Gimel Mebeis says, HaChoshev L'shloach Yad B'Pikadon, person who just thought to touch a pikadon that he's watching, Beis Shammai Omrim he's chayv, he's responsible for anything that happens, just for thinking. Beis Hillel Omrim Eino chayv, yeah chayv, Ad Sheyishlach B'Yad, until you actually extend your hand, until you actually use the item. Because again, says the Rav Gachover and Rav Yosef Engel, Beis Shammai is the world of Machshava, the thought, what's going to be, not about what happened, not the current state. He's always living in the world of Shemayim. He's a much higher level than Beis Hillel. One final machlokas. If you look at number 14 on the share screen here, it's a long mishnah. I'm not going to go through all of it, but at least from the first line you could appreciate. It's a recurring machlokas throughout this mishnah. Maseches Shabbos. Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Sharon Dio V'Simanim V'Karshin, and you can't soak items Erev Shabbos if it's going to continue to soak on Shabbos, unless it's Kadesh Yashu Mibod Yom, unless it finishes soaking before Shabbos. Beis Hillel Matirin, Beis Hillel says you can. As long as you put the thing in motion before Shabbos, you haven't done anything. If I put my sprinklers on before Shabbos, I can let it run for Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, no, you can't. Because Beis Hillel says, what's happening right now? I turn on the sprinklers, it's Erev Shabbos, it's Friday, I did nothing wrong. So in 2 hours it's going to be Shabbos? I think about the now. Beis Hillel lives in the Aretz, he lives in the world of reality. Beis Shammai is always looking ahead to the world of fantasy, the world of the future. So this is a common theme we have of Beis Hillel versus Beis Shammai. Again, just to recap the different cases we discussed. Beis Hillel says we do the Neres Chanukah of what tonight is. He says that the Aretz was built first. He says, you have to actually touch a pikadon, not a machshava. And he says, as long as you don't violate Shabbos itself, it's fine. Beis Shammai, again, was living in the Shemayim. Shemayim was built first. You count how many candles are coming. Even about thinking Shlichas Yad is a violation of the fantasy, about having something soak Erev Shabbos to continue on Shabbos, is all a violation because it's forward thinking. It's about fantasy. With this all set up, I think we could understand the second approach, why we'll paskin like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai was a much higher level. The world of fantasy, the world of Nevi'im, the future is a much higher level. We don't live in that level right now. We can't handle that level. So take a look at number 15, the final Mar Malkum, Rav Yosef, Rav Chanan Wasserman in the Kohit Shirim. He says here, number 15, reading just the bold, V'nira hatam lezeh, the reason for this, that we pass like Beis Shammai l'asur lavo, d'ha Beis Shammai mechadede tfei, like we saw before in the Gemara Yevamos. Beis Shammai was much sharper, he was much deeper. V'ha emes k'divrem, and he was correct, Beis Shammai is really correct. Ela d'bizman hazeh, in our current world, ein anu yuchon leireid l'sov daitam, we can't understand Beis Shammai, he was too deep. It's Kemosh Amru, like the Gemara says, with respect to Golav Yadua She'ein B'Dorosh Rabbi Meir Kemosa. There's no one who compared to Rabbi Meir's greatness. El Shalo Yachol Lamur Al Sov Daita. They just couldn't understand. He was too deep. So he couldn't pass like Rabbi Meir all the time. Beis Shammai was the same level. We couldn't understand, appreciate his depth. He was living in the world of Shemaim, the world of the future, the world of Machshava. However, writes Rav Hanan, about La'asir Lavo, Sheyekuyam, Sheyekav Makasa, the pasuk going to be fulfilled, Mala Haaretz Deya. The world will be full of Deya, knowledge, understanding, and depth. Yisparha Emes Ki Beis Shammai. We're going to see the clarity and truth like Beis Shammai. Va'karcha Chiyalacha Kemosim. And therefore, the Lacha will be like Beis Shammai. So this answer suggests, Rav Hanan, is that because we're going to have a deeper understanding of the world, the Torah, and Beis Shammai is really correct, and we'll understand what Beis Shammai is saying. It's fascinating, because, you know, Korach, going back to Korach just for a moment, Korach Vadaso, you know, Korach so much wanted to be the Kohen Gadol. He was a Levi, but he wanted to be the Kohen Gadol. And the Rizal says he really was worthy of being the Kohen Gadol. It just wasn't the right time yet. It says in the Pasuk, Tzadik Katamar Yifrach, a Tzadik is going to sprout like a date. And the Sofei Tevos of Tzadik Katamar Yifrach is Tzadik is a Kuf, Yifrach is a Ches, Katamar is a Resh, those are the Osios of Korach. Korach is a Tzadik in the future. Tzadik Katamar Yifrach, he will be, Las Lavo, he's going to be the Kohen Gadol, he just wasn't ready for it. He had the right idea. He was connected to the Kohen Gadol. It wasn't coming from left field. It wasn't jealousy. It was just the wrong timing. He was the one for Yemos Mashiach. Korach lines up with Shammai. Moshe Rabbeinu and Korach. Moshe is Hillel. That's the world of Hillel, Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the world we live in now. But the world of the future, that's the world of Korach. That's the world of Shammai. It just wasn't the right time yet. But the key message we really have to draw out from this Mishnah, yes, it's all nice talking about the fantasy of the future and Shammai and Mashiach, but for current events right now, you know, there's so many machlokism, I'm not going to get political, but the Democrats and the Republicans, the conservatives and liberals, it's gotten so wild. You know, I don't know what goes on in BRS. I assume it's much safer in BRS and Boca now, or wherever you are. You have an elderly crowd there. In New York area, there's shuls already that are starting to open up more. And masks and no masks, it becomes very, very touchy. Very touchy. But at the end of the day, the key thing is you have to respect the other position. You have to respect the other position. That's what all the Mefarshim point out. How come in the Mishnah it says, Shammai Hillel, and then it says Korach Vadaso? It should really say Korach Moshe. Right? Who argued? Shammai and Hillel argued, and Korach Vadaso they argued. I mean, Korach Moshe. Why doesn't it say Korach Moshe? And the Mefarshim explained because Korach didn't show the respect to Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't acknowledge Moshe Rabbeinu. Shammai and Hillel, as we saw earlier, respected each other. Korach Vadaso didn't respect each other. So I'll finish off with the beautiful Shem Shmuel. The Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, we know, died during the period of Sfira. The Gemara says because Lo Nagu covered Zebazet, they didn't show proper respect to each other. Which is a strange thing because their Rebbe, Rebbe Kiva, said, you have to love every single year like yourself. So where did they go wrong? Didn't their Rebbe preach Ava? So where's their Kavod? Shemesh Shmuel says there's an important difference between Ava and Kavod. Ava is when you love someone who's just like yourself. Right? I love everyone who's like me. I love everyone in the Republican Party, in the Democrat Party. I love everyone who has this shita and that shita. I love them. I love people in my shul. I love my family. Respect is when you respect someone who's different than you. So Rabbi Kiva preached Ava, love. But they loved everyone who was like them. But they didn't learn respect. That's where they went wrong. So let me ask you a question now. If Rabbi Kiva was all about Ava, he was all about loving someone. So does that mean Rabbi Kiva didn't know how to respect someone else? He didn't have Kavod? And the answer is that Rabbi Kiva understood that everyone is just like you. There's no one who's different. Shammai and Hillel are not really different. It looks like they're different in this world. It looks like you have to show respect. Just respect them. Don't love them. Just respect them. But the MS is that they're really just like you. He looks different maybe, he has a different shita, but it's really all the same. It's elu ve'elu, divya kim chayim. It's greater than respect. Respect is when you think you're different, you have to respect each other. Ahava is when you love each other, because even those who seem to be different are really the same as you. And that's the greatest lesson you have to learn. The greatest lesson from Shammai and Hillel. In the future, the Kamarna actually said, we're going to Pasin both like Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, both of them. How could that be? Because you and I can't really understand. I think I mentioned this a few weeks ago. I don't understand how they could both be the same. My mind is too little. But in the future, just like we're going to understand Shammai and appreciate Shammai, we're also going to understand Shammai said the same exact thing as Hillel. And Hillel said the same exact thing as Shammai. They're both one and the same. And you don't need to respect each other. Because we're going to be the same and we're going to all love each other. So we should be zochah to that day soon of the coming Mashiach, to see that day when Shammai is going to come to light along with Hillel, with the Gula Shlema Ba'amitas B'mher V'yameinu. Amen V'yamein. Thank you for your time. Great to see everyone this afternoon.